Yes, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night, where we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. We have got an awesome show and lineup over the next 2 hours. And right now, hey, we're going to kick things off with heading out to New Mexico. We're going to visit with our friends from Fox Sports New Mexico. That, of course, is Steve Bortstein, who always delivers some strong takes, some strong perspective. And Steve is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac phone line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Good evening, Steve-O. How are you?
I am excellent, Alyssa. How are you?
Well, listen, let me tell you, before the we get underway, the holidays are here, and Thanksgiving is next week, and I got to ask you, I mean, what are you most thankful for, aside from being on my show?
Aside from being on the show, you know what? I'll say this. For the last 3 years now, and you know this, we had a chance to chat a few months back, meeting in person again after a long time away. I'm thankful for 3 years ago getting a wake-up call to change my health a little bit. Stopped smoking 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I've been on a massive health kick over the last 3 years, which is continuing now, down 125 pounds from 3 years ago.
Wow.
Still doing it to this day. I'm very thankful to a little gym out here in Farmington called Defined Fitness, and they are phenomenal people over there, and they have been a large part of this kind of health kick over the last 3 years, and thankfully for them, I'm going to be around for a long time to yell at people, so that's what I'm thankful for.
Well, you look great, you sound great, and it's always wonderful to have you with us on our show. We got a number of topics, Steve, that I want to get into, and right off the top, I mean, how about the Crimson Tide? I mean, Alabama, were you surprised that they are the number one team in the country, and after handing Mississippi State that first loss on Saturday?
Surprised, no. Angry, yes, at the discontent that came about because of the supposed SEC bias. When your conference has won 6 national championships in the last 7 years, it's not a bias anymore. It's fact. And I'm okay with them being number one because, quite frankly, they've played better than Florida State has. I understand Florida State, until they lose, they're still unbeaten. They should still be number one in a lot of people's minds because they're the defending national champions. But quite frankly, if you just look at their body of work, I know that the schedules are different. We can argue about, you know, the cupcake schedule of Alabama as opposed to the cupcake schedule of Florida State. But if you just add up their bodies of work, Alabama's as opposed to Florida State's, it's Alabama's body of work that stands out. And again, it's not a bias if the proof is there. And 6 of the last 7 years of winning national championships, for me, is enough to say that Alabama right now, that's not my choice of words, belongs at number one. Now, if they lose to Auburn next week, then it becomes a different story, and then we'll have another conversation, and Florida State should then move to the number one spot, or Oregon should move into the number one spot. But just based on bodies of work, I have no problem with Alabama being number one.
Okay, so in your mind, Steve, is Alabama, are they the most complete team in college football? Because the chair of the playoff committee, Jeff Long, he seems to think so.
I think they're the most complete team, and I think they should play to their strength, and this is going to be what makes that Alabama-Auburn game so intriguing next week, is play to the run game. But that's not their offensive coordinator Lane Kiffin's style. He likes to mix it up. He likes to be a little creative out there. They have an incredible run game. Or Auburn can't stop a run game. It's like trying to stop a they put a Band-Aid in front of a Mack truck for Auburn. And I think if Alabama commits itself to the run game in that game against Auburn, I think they'll demolish Auburn, and that's their last step right there before being national champions, and I think, or at least, you know, being in the national championship playoff there. I think they are the most complete team. Defensively, they're solid. Offensively, again, they've got weapons. And I think if Nick Saban takes a little bit more of a control of that offense next weekend, I think they'll beat Auburn, and I think they stamp themselves as the favorites to win another national champion.
Okay, since we're talking college football, how do you view Mississippi State? Should they have stayed in the top four? Should they be in the top four?
Yeah, I'm okay with them top four. I'm anticipating that's all going to change. Number four seems to be that coveted spot right now, and I think you can make a case for a number of different schools there. I still think TCU should be number four, and I think if they had actually not had you know, kind of a yawn moment there in the first half of that game against Kansas, I think they would still be number four. I think TCU should be number four still. I can make a case, though, for a number of different schools. I can make a case also based on what happens over the next couple of weeks here that if USC or UCLA went out here, then I can make a case for one of them. I can make a case for Ohio State if they went out here. I mean, I think number four is going to change so many times over the next couple of weeks, it's not even funny, but I think you can make a case for a lot of different schools. But yeah, I can see Mississippi State still at number four, but I don't anticipate them staying there.
Okay, Mississippi State at number four. We're going to talk some more about the Big 12 Conference overall, how you view them in terms of Baylor and TCU. But what about out of the Big 10, Ohio State? I mean, this is a program that just continues to trend in the right way, and they have had some impressive road wins and really shine bright.
And I think the future looks even brighter for them. We got news this morning that Braxton Miller is going to come back for his senior year next
yes.
year. So
mm-hmm.
I think for Urban Meyer, I think that's phenomenal. I think that's a recruiting tactic more than anything else right there, is that he'll have another year under his belt. He's going to have another off season to keep getting healthier now and not have the issues with health-wise that he's had. I think he'll continue to get better, and they're clearly the standout team right now in that Big Ten Conference. I mean, you look at the rest of the conference, Michigan's going through a major upheaval right now. Michigan State's still, I think, very good, but not as good. So I think you look at Ohio State right now, that conference, you know, with them and Wisconsin, both of them trending up, I think, a little bit, like you said. I think both of those teams, the future is very bright for them. And I think Ohio State's going to make a big push here in the last couple of weeks.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how Arkansas perhaps is the most improved team in the country. Where do you rank Ohio State? Because they certainly have surprised a lot of folks.
Well, I'm a little still leery about calling them the most improved team, because I think there's such a gap between the top three and four teams in the Big Ten and the rest of the Big Ten that seems really average, Alyssa. I think you look at some of those schools like Iowa, and I think you look at some of the other schools at the bottom half of the Big Ten Conference, you know, with the exception of Northwestern. I mean, who saw that one coming against Notre Dame? I mean, I think that's, you know, that was more a shocker to me than anything else, was not so much Notre Dame losing, but, you know, Northwestern having the game that they had. So I think you look at the rest of that Big Ten Conference, and that to me is where I can't put Ohio State in that same class yet as far as the most improved teams. I just think some of the level of competition in the Big Ten still leaves a little bit to be desired.
Hey, Steve Bortstein is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined with Steve Bortstein, and we're going to get into some more on the gridiron right here at YSRU. Stay close.